Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app, and web development services, with globally competitive pricing. The title is, The Challenges and Opportunities of Remote Business. It is said that the world is getting smaller, and it truly is. All thanks to the wonders of modern-day technology. Recent technological developments have allowed us to communicate further and cheaper, placing quality communications in the hands of the ordinary individual and even small business. Moving forward in modern times, it is only appropriate for every business to try and see how they can take advantage of these developments. Instead of thinking only local, dare to think regional or even globally. The local market should just be the starting point. You need to think in terms of remote business operations. Depends on the nature of your business. The extent to which you can take advantage of this communications revolution depends highly on the nature of your business. There are some businesses for which you need to be firmly rooted to the ground in order to execute. Take the example of a hair salon. It is unlikely that you will source clients from the neighboring region, let alone town, unless they are traveling. At most, for the traveling hair salon customer, you can get in touch with them before they leave their city and are headed to your town. Some other businesses are less tied down to geographic location and can take advantage of these technological developments. Take the business of web development, for example. Such type of business is well suited to take advantage of these developments. Even though it requires a strong connection between client and developer, most of the actual work in web development happens in the electronic realm. There are indeed many businesses that can benefit from these technological developments. Businesses such as marketing agencies, graphic designers, consultants, counselors, tutors and the like, are in a favorable position to make use of these technological developments. I have even heard of remote yoga instructors. If your business is suited for it, you can incorporate remote clientele. But bear in mind that doing so presents challenges as well as it does opportunities. At the same time, you do not have to be completely remote. It may not be possible to operate remotely for your business as a whole, but it is possible to do so for selected parts of it. For example, if your business requires a physical presence on the ground, some aspects of it, such as the accounting department, may be able to operate remotely. Some of the benefits and disadvantages of going remote. I do not have to tell you that, if you successfully implement the remote business approach, it will translate to your business getting more clients, above and beyond your local market share. This means increased revenue that allows you to invest in your business, as well as take more cash home for buying the bacon. There is also the diminished cost associated with running operations remotely. You don't have to worry about extra office space to accommodate staff, as your current premises will sufficiently serve both your local and remote operations. And even if you need to expand, you may do so from the same location. You may even operate from home. Doing business remotely also allows you a lot of time flexibility with regards to the time you engage in communications with your clients. You do not necessarily have to keep regular hours. You can work anytime and from anywhere. It is not all sunshine and rainbows when you decide to conduct business remotely. For one thing, it robs you of the routine that you would normally have in an office environment and can prove to be a distraction, especially if working from home. Conducting business remotely also diminishes the social element between you and your clients as well as colleagues. This can sometimes be a big problem, as human beings are social beings by nature. To counter this, whenever possible, try to use video in your remote communications. At times you do not even have to have local premises and conduct your whole business entirely remotely. Doing so can present the challenge of managing the work-life balance, as the lines between work and personal life that will tend to be blurred. Building trust in business relationships. One of the direct consequences of poor social dynamics with your clients, as a result of conducting business remotely, is the difficulty that arises in building trust. It is not easy for clients to trust someone they have never met. This can be someone who might be miles away or even halfway across the world. The trust issues extend beyond the business requirements, of whether the client can trust you to get the job done, but also whether they can trust you enough to give you money if you require an upfront payment before delivery. A first step in building trust between yourself and your remote clients is effective branding. You should aim to present your business in the best professional light that engenders trust. This means making sure you are professional in all your branding material, such as letterhead, email, as well as a website, along with your business conduct. The second step is to ensure that you always deliver as promised. Aim to build a solid reputation with your remote clients, as someone who can always be trusted to deliver. Communication is key. Since you will be falling short in your ability to interact with your remote clients face-to-face, you have to make sure that the communication that you have with them is above par. There is something fundamentally critical to business success in face-to-face interaction, which will be missing in your remote operations. You therefore have to compensate for this by improving your communication skills. Communication is central to the success of your operations, whether you are running your regular office or conducting business remotely. It is important that the client is consistently kept in the loop about the progress of their projects. Not only does technology keep us in good communication, it also allows us to be efficient at it. Adopt the use of technology to enhance your communications and use various tools, in concert, to make sure that you are in good communication with your clients. Relying on technology. One of the recent developments in technology I mentioned earlier comes in the form of free and high-quality voice and video communications. Such tools include Microsoft Teams, which I find invaluable, as well as Google Meet. There are also project management tools that will allow you to be productive and share your progress with clients, and also interact with them at varying levels. Examples of such tools are Trello and Asana, which I highly recommend that you try out. When working remotely, it may be essential to be able to exchange files efficiently. This is where file sharing services, like Google Drive or Dropbox, come in handy. With these services, you can control access, as well as rights and privileges for file sharing, which is vital for some remote projects. Technology is meant to make our lives easier, by allowing us to focus on the problems at hand. And these technological developments allow us to do just that. By mapping out a workflow and integrating technology into your remote operations, you will be on your way to successfully conducting business operations remotely. Have you considered running remote operations for your business, or maybe you're already doing so? We would like to know. Want to know when a new blog post is published? Please subscribe. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it, and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers, hope you listen or read again soon.